When I was 11 years old, my mother left and I didn't know where she went. And it was a very important date for Mexican children. It's Dia de los Reyes, January 5th, where we wait for the next morning to have our toys. And my mother never came back. My name is Elizabeth Villanueva and I go by Liz. I am 41, so my mother was the first one to come to this country and illegally. And after a few years, she was able to establish her legal residency. My mother asked me and my other siblings if we wanted to come here and live with her. It was a very hard decision because I'm the oldest one in my family, but I wanted to study and I wanted to provide something better to my siblings. And I made the decision to come to the U.S. I came to the U.S. in 1995. By then, I was going to be 18 years old. I remember when I first came and my mother picked us up from the airport, driving back to her house, right? And the first morning, I don't remember, but in Salinas, it's way colder than my hometown in Mexico. So I remember being very cold. Something else that I remember, it's when I first came, my mother used to live in a garage. It was super small, and the smell of humidity, our clothes will get penetrated. Yeah, everything happens for a reason. When I first came to the U.S. and I was in my English as a second language class, one of my teachers, I remember that she was so passionate when she was teaching. She shared with us that she was going to Europe during the summer, and I understood Italy, because Italia. And I asked her, oh, Miss Montoya, can you take me? And then she said, Elisabetta, no, when you go to college, you're gonna do this and more. I understood half of what she said, but that was one of the teachers who probably changed my life and gave me hope. Like, she put the bar so high, like when you go to college, I have no idea what that meant to go to college. I believe education brings a lot of opportunities and it opens so many other doors. I am a Spanish teacher at Luther Burbank. This is my 16th year teaching in this school.
Entonces piensen en otros tipos de derechos humanos. ¿Quién dijo yo? Sí.
De viajar.
I feel that being a teacher is a very, very powerful role. I see myself and my students and what they go through. It's very similar to my personal life. You know, as an 11-year-old, that desire to know where my mother was or what would happen to us, it makes me feel and connect with the students that come to me with a different level of distress and stress. So it wasn't that long. It's still here in my mind and my heart. So how can I forget that and not connect with my students? When they open up to me, I realized the huge responsibility that I had in front of me.
Perfecto. Y ya sabe la tarea, a ver, ya.
Sí.
¿No tiene preguntas?
No.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
De nada, se cuida.
When I first came, I had my mindset that I was going to be in the U.S. only for 3 months to learn English, and then I will go back and find a job because knowing English back in Mexico provides more opportunities. But I was wrong. It's been more than 20 years and I'm here and I'm still learning English. It took me a long time to embrace also the American culture. Now I say this is my country. I'm not, it's very likely that I will not go back to Mexico to live because this is where I have lived most of my life now. And I'm learning how to embrace this, and this is my country.